Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Always great to be with you.
So,
hey, it's not like there's anything else going on in the world right now, right? So I'm at home. I've burned through my Netflix shows, and it's ready for your call.
So Tiger King, Ozark, I mean, what are you going with?
I did enjoy Ozark. I've not made my way through Tiger King, but it's... We're going to need some live sports soon, right? Because everyone's getting through their Netflix top 10, basically.
So, do you think that's going to happen? Live sports? Do you think that's going to happen? Live sports, baseball in particular?
I do think there will be a baseball season be played. It'll obviously be a strange season. It'll be shortened. The owner's proposal is 82 games. I think the players want to play more games and have their pay be prorated. Probably won't have fans there, but I do think a season will be played. There's obviously some significant labor issues to work through, and the backdrop wasn't great heading into this regarding labor negotiations and peace and that relationship. But I think there's a lot of money at stake. Players and owners will definitely benefit financially, both from getting back on the field, and I think the owner's plan is the testing protocol seems pretty thorough, and I think players would be safer going to a stadium than they would be the grocery store. So granted there's risk, and the at-risk shouldn't play, or those with at-risk cases in their family, arrangement has to be worked out. But I think I'd give it like a 65% chance of happening right now. Let's put odds on it.
Well, that's interesting, and that runs contrary to what we heard from, and you know Chuck Greenberg, right? Longtime Pittsburgh attorney, a negotiator for Lemieux. He owns three minor league teams. He was the president of the Rangers at one point. We literally had him on last segment. Travis, he doesn't look at it that optimistically. He actually said well under 50-50. I'm going to replay this cut here, and he brings up a few concerns, so I want you to listen into this closely. This is Chuck Greenberg.
But practically speaking, I think it's going to be a real challenge. I really do. I'd certainly say it's well under 50-50 that they're able to get in the field. Now, bear in mind, it's a different set of considerations, say, for the NBA, because the NBA is already about 80% of the way through its season. So the economic issues are much less significant, number one. Number two is you can theoretically not play any more of a regular season at all and head right into the playoffs. So the risk that I mentioned in Major League Baseball that, you conduct a regular season as a loss leader to get into the playoffs, but then there's a risk that you could absorb the losses of the regular season and never get to the playoffs because something comes up from a health perspective. That's not as much of an issue for the NBA because of the timing of when all this went down so late in their regular season. So it's really important not to have a false equivalency in comparing different leagues to one another when their circumstances may well be vastly different. And so in fairness to everybody involved with Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office, the owners, the players, I think a practical understanding of what's going on means recognizing that it's a uniquely complicated set of circumstances for Major League Baseball, more challenging than any of the other major leagues, for reasons that are nobody's fault.
So what do you make of that, Travis?
Well, he certainly makes some valid points, and he comes from the ownership side, and he's more plugged into this, perhaps, than I am. But I just talking to the I wrote a piece for 538 last week, and you know, just talking to some prominent player agents and some player reps inside the game, and there's still a lot to work through, but my sense is players want to play. I have to imagine, you know, 65%, 60% of baseball revenues come from television. I don't think owners want to walk away from that and just I think owners would lose something like $4 billion this year if there's no season. So I just think as long as it's relatively safe to get back on the field, you know, I think there's incentive for both parties to get back on the field. And you know, say there is no season, and the same concerns about no vaccine, there's not going to be a vaccine probably widely available going into 2021. So I think you'd have, you hopefully have some better national protocols in place, but there's still going to be a lot of the same underlying concerns that there would be going into next season that I think baseball has to think about and all pro sports have to think about right now. And they're weighing the merits of playing now versus then. At some point, you know, I think they have to think about getting back on the field if they want to salvage some part of the season here. So, and again, a lot of the same concerns will exist next year. So I don't know how long and that risk reward, I don't know how much that changes going into 2021.
Travis Sochek, 538.com, he's with us, a former Pirates beat writer, a two-time author, Big Data Baseball, and the MVP Machine, both are very, very good reads. He joins us here on the Hall & Capitis hotline, the workers' comp law firm of Hall & Capitis. So the biggest challenge is what here? Is it the economics, or is it against the backdrop of the medical side of things and the testing? What proves as a bigger hurdle?
Some people I spoke with on the player side were actually pleasantly surprised about all the rocks Major League Baseball turned over as far as safety and testing. And I think the plan out there is for multiple tests per week, everyone coming into the stadium, no fans, deep cleaning of facilities regularly. So these are going to be, I mean, relative to, again, a grocery store or a restaurant, baseball stadium is going to be a pretty safe place to play. Now, if you did have one case, I suppose, on a you know, a team flight and everyone's around each other, the chance of spread is probably significant. But just as far as testing and cleaning protocols, I think baseball's laid out something that's, you know, pretty significant and pretty thorough. You can't reduce risk to zero, but I think they got something in place that's as good as any other pro league has at the moment. I think the bigger challenges are financial. There's a wide gulf between the owners want to split whatever revenues there are, 50-50. Players want the March agreement, which was $170 million spread evenly if there's no season, and then if there's a season, prorated pay. The owners or the players want to stick that agreement, and that's a pretty wide gulf, assuming revenues are going to be way down. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But I got to think there's some middle ground to reach, and there's also the consideration of just the PR aspect of this. Baseball would benefit a lot from having games being played right now. When there's no other regular live content, you could play noon games and get primetime ratings. A younger generation of fans that baseball's been fighting to keep might be reinvigorated by this game, capturing a lot of national media coverage that it normally it would get more of that. ESPN would be more interested in baseball. We'd see more. It'd be the only live content being consumed. So there's a lot baseball could benefit from that standpoint. And I think that's another motivation for those that are, you know, not a great risk to play of getting back in the field. So those are the two main concerns, though. Players want to feel safe, and they want to feel fairly compensated. And they'll have to be worked out to get on the field. And I think there's various degrees of confidence about how possible that is. But I still think we will see baseball. I think we'll see at least the NBA playoffs. We're seeing some soccer leagues getting back on the field in Europe. I know NASCAR's a different animal, but I think they're racing again this weekend, so we're seeing some of that come back. And we don't live in a zero-risk world, but I do think these leagues are going to mitigate that risk as best as possible if they do get back on the field.
Travis Sochek is with us live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan and BuckoTalk538.com is who he writes for now. Speaking of optics, speaking of PR, the things that you just made a point on that are seemingly very, very important, do you think it's lost on both sides considering the way things have transpired this week? And how would you assess both sides if you were to give out grades from the narrative perspective, owners and players, of how things look for them some 5 days after they started leaking stuff to the media?
Well, I think the owners are losing the PR battle, namely because they agreed to a March pay plan with players, and now they seem to be going back on that as they reassess the financial landscape. Maybe a lot of this is just posturing and trying to create some negotiating positions, but I'd say the owners more and more are losing that PR battle. As we know in Pittsburgh, we're well aware of how fan base feels about ownership, and you look at the historical free agent spending, and rightfully so. Equity players want the equity value of franchises, which they're not, which they don't reap the benefits of, to be considered. And this, they feel like they take on more of the short term burden, as they know most MLB owners, if not all of them, are billionaires, and they made their money in other businesses. They have the equity value of their franchises. They can better absorb a short term blow than most players who are not on, multi-year, eight-figure deals. A lot of players are playing at, compared to the average American worker, they're great salaries, but they're much less positioned to take a short-term hit compared to players. That's their argument, and I think there's some legitimacy to that. So I think the players are winning the early PR battle for what that's worth. Maybe that will apply some pressure on I hear the Blake Snell and others.
Yeah, I was going to say, in spite of what Snell said, I mean, are they still winning it even in spite of what he said and Bryce Harper essentially co-signing it?
Yeah, I mean, not everyone's going to agree with that, but I just feel like, and maybe I'm in the certain media bubble I live in, I just hear more criticism of owners over recent years, and I think the fact that they've kind of gone back on their March pay plan seems to be the most significant news item to date. Now, I know there's 30 million Americans out of work, and a lot of people, it's not like, they don't want to hear pro ball players saying they're not making enough money or whatever to come back and assume that risk. So there's a lot of people hurting out there, and you certainly feel for them, and I understand how that, some of those player comments could be taken through that lens too. So yeah, it's messy, but if baseball needs to, I think, the NFL seems to be going about their normal business. They just had great draft ratings. They're releasing their schedule. They're planning to play. And we have baseball in the middle of this, labor fight, a new labor fight, in addition to the upcoming one with the CBA expiring, when a lot of people believe there's going to be a work stoppage. So
it is going to be salacious, man. It is going to be salacious for sure. Travis, thank you so much, man. You are terrific. Let's do this again here shortly, because your stuff at 538.com is simply superb. Be well, man.
Thank you. Take care, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.